السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم الهاي. If I say السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, do you say hi? Do you say hi? Somebody tells him something. Is it hi?
No.
Welcome. No. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, I want to get the tickling volunteers first. I want to start by tickling my fingers of itching. Yes, of course, you can be tickled too. Can I tickle him? Go ahead. Tickle him hard. Hard. Okay. All right. Thank you. Later. After. Okay. No, after. All right. Who else is a tickling victim today? No, I will settle with him tomorrow. Did I tickle you today? Did I tickle you today? I didn't? Okay. It's your tickling turn then. Yeah. Okay. We run out of tickling victims? You? No. Tickle him. All right. Now, where we stopped last time, who remembers? Huh? Who remembers? Okay. We stopped last time? Okay. You guys want to listen or I send you to the office? No, the office is going to be the bathroom this time. All right. Prophet Ibrahim passed the test. And the gift was? What was the gift of Allah for passing the test? Huh? No. Huh? Get into build the Kaaba. Is that all? After he built the Kaaba, Allah said, Ya Ibrahim, what do you wish for? Ibrahim said, Ya Allah, I wish that I would call an adhan now, and until the day of judgment, people will come to this house to worship you and to do hajj. To worship you and do that hajj. So Allah said, Ya Ibrahim, call the adhan. And when you call the adhan, from the time you call the adhan until the day of judgment, for every single year, a lot of people, millions and millions of people will come and do hajj. Prophet Ibrahim, did he have a microphone?
No.
Did they have satellites?
No.
Then how could he, when he calls an adhan, the whole world have heard him? How could it that happen, huh?
Allah's powers.
Do you believe it? Like, few thousand years ago, you are talking about at least 9,000-10,000 years ago. At least. This is when Prophet Ibrahim was alive. How long ago? 9,000-10,000 years ago. Approximately around that time. He made an adhan 10,000 years ago. And from that time until today, everybody from everywhere on the face of the earth, they answer the adhan. You know how do we answer the adhan? We say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. You know what's the meaning of Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik? When we go for hajj, means what? Ya Allah, we're answering your call. Ya Allah, we're answering your call. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Ya Allah, we're answering your call. Right? How it is the powers of whom? Allah. He promised him, and he, Allah, made it happen. How many people do Hajj every year? Do you know how many? Wrong. Nowadays, 4 million people to 6 million people every year make what? Hajj. After 7,000 years of the adhan that Prophet Ibrahim made, people still do Hajj. Who went to Kaaba? Who went to Kaaba here? Huh? You went to Kaaba? Oh, you didn't go to Kaaba. Did you go? Oh, I know your dad did. How about you? If I am in your shoes, I would keep asking my father to take me to the Kaaba. Because I want to do Hajj. Or I want to do Umrah. Inshallah, we would go. Inshallah. Alright? Now, the story of Prophet Ibrahim ended. Today, we will start the story of Prophet Yaqub. Jacob. Yaqub. Now, what happened after Sarah, the wife of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, got pregnant? She delivered the miracle boy. His name is Yaqub, Jacob. Why was he a miracle? You know why was he a miracle? Because he was born from a very old woman. A very old what? Woman, way after the age of giving birth to any children. Very old, the grandma. And his dad was what? Very old man. Yet, they got the children. Now, Prophet Yaqub, he had another brother called Idris. Another brother called what? Idris. Idris used to be very jealous of Prophet Yaqub, right?
Prophet Jacob,
yes. So, what would Prophet Yaqub do to calm up his brother and to make his brother happy? Okay, his brother told him, Prophet Yaqub traveled far away, running away from his brother. Running away from who? His brother. And every time he wants to come back, his brother will send a message to him, hey, don't you dare to come here. This is my land, and this is what? Your land. So where is the border between us? The border between us is where? Here. Okay? If you dare to do what? Cross the line, then what is going to happen? You will be in deep trouble. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to what? Kill you. Prophet Yaqub is a prophet, right? See how smart are the prophets. Prophet Yaqub wanted to go. What would he do to go and visit your brother without him killing you because he was so mad at him? Huh? Okay, this is what happened.
Huh?
No. This is what happened. He brought a lot of cattle. A lot of what? Cattle. Like 10,000 cows, 5,000 sheep, 4,000 goats, alright? And then he got helpers to what? To babysit these cows so that they don't run away, okay? So he got what? Helpers. And then he let the cows go first. He let the cows and the camels and the sheep go first. And where is he? In the back. And then he told the helpers, if anybody asks you, to whom these camels and cows and sheep and goats belong to, say it belongs to Idris. It's a gift from his brother Jacob. It belongs to who? Idris. It's a gift from his brother Jacob. And now brother Jacob started traveling. So who's ahead of brother Jacob? The cattle. And who's walking on the back? Prophet Jacob, Prophet Yaqub. Then Prophet, the news came to his brother Idris. So he came out with his gang and he got ready to do what? to kill him as soon as he goes where? He steps in his territory, right? So he came out with a big, huge gang, and he was waiting. Jacob is daring to come to my territory. Here is my sword. As soon as he comes, I'm going to, boom. I'm going to get rid of him. I teach him a lesson. I told him, this is your limit. This is your, my land, and this is your land. Right? We're not going to talk. Or I send you to the ox. Okay? Who won the office? Okay. Now, guess what happened? Did you figure out the story or not yet? Oh, you guys are not listening. Here's what happened. Okay, here's what happened. The cattle is walking ahead of Prophet Yaqub. So Elias is waiting. Now, what arrived first? Huh, Lina? No, the cattle, go ahead. The cattle, that's right, the kbir. Now, the cattle arrived first. A lot of cattle, hundreds and hundreds. So Elias saw a guy caring for the camels and making sure herding the camels, shepherding the camels and the cattle. He asked him, who is the owner of all these camels and cows and goats? He told him, the owner is Elias. It is a gift from his brother Yaqub. He said, Jacob, Yaqub, it's a gift from him. He said, A gift for me? From Yaqub? Go on. How come? I was waiting to kill him. Well, maybe it's a trick. Let me wait. Now, for about an hour, what keeps coming? Animals, cattle, cows, goats, sheep. And every time he finds a guy taking care of them, he asks him, who is the owner of these camels and cattle? He says, it is for Elias. It's a gift from his brother, what? Yaqub. And when his brother Yaqub is coming on the way. So, an hour and he's watching all these cattle, asking the guy, who is the owner of these cattle? It's for Elias. It's a gift from his brother Yaqub. Okay, by the time Yaqub arrived, guess what his brother did to him? Wrong! Oh, stand up, let me tell you what he did to him. Stand up. He said, oh my brother, I love you. I love you, my brother. I miss you so much. I miss you. I miss you. Thank you for the gift. See how smart this Prophet Yaqub? He wanted to bring back the love between him and his brother. So that is the trick he did. A big, huge gift. Okay, you got it? You understand? You understand this trick?
Yeah.
All right. And he welcomed him and he was so happy with him. And he said, brother, you're not leaving this land. Now this land happens to be the holy land, which is Jerusalem. Which is what? Jerusalem. That has Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Prophet Yaqub settled there with his family. Prophet Yaqub was married to a very nice woman. She gave birth to him. To how many boys? 10 boys. Okay? And then she died. She what? Died. So he married another one. She gave birth to him. For him, for how many? 2. So he had a total of how many boys? 12. Now, what is so special about those 12 boys? Prophet Yaqub was given a very special title from Allah. His title was Israel. Israel. Or in English, Israel. His title was what? Israel. That was a very good honoring title given to him from Allah. So those guys, 12 guys, became the grandfathers of all the children of Israel. The children of who? Now, from now until very, very, very long time, perhaps 1 year, we will keep saying the children of Israel. Which we mean the children of who? Yaakov. Prophet Yaakov. Jacob. And there were lots and lots of stories for in the Quran and in the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad about the children of Israel. So when we say the children of Israel, we mean who? We mean who? Children of Prophet Yaakov. How many boys? 12. Right now, the children of Israel are the Jews. Are the what? Jews. They are the ones that live today from the children of Israel. Okay. Now, one of the children was very special boy. His name was?
Yusuf.
Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Prophet Yusuf was very dear to his father. Why? Not only because he was the second cutest man Allah ever created. The second what? Cutest man that Allah ever created. Why was he the second cutest man? Because Allah gave him half of the beauty of Adam. Half of the beauty of who?
Adam.
Who is the most beautiful man ever walked on earth?
Adam.
Half of his beauty was given to Prophet who? Yusuf. And who is the most beautiful woman ever walked on earth? Eve. And what was so special about Eve? Eve never had to wear the hijab. You know why? Because she was always either a mother or a mother. Right? A mother or a wife. Right? Does she have to wear the hijab? No. Right? So she didn't have to wear the hijab at all. Okay, that was the only woman that didn't have to wear the hijab. Okay? Now, Eve was given all the beauty that further got divided among all girls. So you have shares of beauty of Eve, and everybody here has the shares of beauty from Eve. Adam, the beauty of Adam was divided into how many shares? Two. Who got half?
Yusuf.
And who got the other half? All mankind. Yeah. So we all mankind, the billions and billions of humans who will be living until the day of judgment, get half. And Prophet Yusuf by himself is having what? Half. You look at his face, you can't help it. You just stare at him like this. Huh? This is not a boy. This is an angel. This is a what? Angel. His dad loved him so much. Tell me, if you have a boy like this, and on the top of that, guess what made him even more attractive? He was a prophet. So not only the most handsome man ever, but also a prophet. Wow. 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 A prophet and a handsome man. What else do you want? So his dad loved him more than he loved anybody else. Who knows the name of Yusuf in English?
Joseph.
That's right. So his dad used to love him so much, spend hours and hours with him as a baby. Oh, my beautiful baby. Oh, Yusuf, Yusuf. Oh. Hours and hours he spends with him, and he never gets bored or sick. He keeps spending more time and time with him. Guess who is jealous, eating his nails, eating their nails? No, he had one full brother and 10 what? Half brothers. What do you mean by half brother? If you were paying attention. That's right. The first mother, the first wife, had 10 children. How about his full brother? Was he jealous from him? No. He was his best friend. He was what? His best friend. Would he get jealous? No, he wouldn't get jealous. He would understand. He would say to his dad, Daddy, yes, I understand why you love Yusuf so much. I know you can't help it. I know this is beyond any human to hold himself from loving Yusuf that much. Daddy, I myself love Yusuf more than anything else. I understand. So was he jealous, or was he used to say to his dad, how come you love Yusuf more than me? What would he say? I understand. That's right. But how about the other 10 boys? The other 10 boys was like, my dad is making me sick. He's making me very sick. He's spending all this time with Yusuf. And every time he checks, he talks, he says, Yusuf came, Yusuf did, Yusuf said, Yusuf. And every time he talks about Yusuf. I mean, all the time he thinks about nobody except
Yusuf.
He loves nobody except
Yusuf.
And he told him the best names. And when it is time for us, okay, he doesn't give us much attention. Yusuf stole my share of love from my dad. Yusuf stole my share of attention from my dad. Yusuf stole all the shares that I deserve to get from my dad. All the attention is to Yusuf. I'm not getting any. All the love is to Yusuf. All the best food is to Yusuf. Guess who sleeps in daddy's bed between mommy and Bobby? Yusuf. Anybody else is getting that? No. Oh. Guess if Yusuf sneezes, achoo! It becomes an emergency. Oh my God! Oh my God! Yusuf is sneezing! Watch out! Watch! Warm him up! Grab him! Oh. I mean, and the boys, they blame Yusuf. They say Yusuf stole our share of what? Love. From where? From who? And our share of attention from who? Our dad. And they used to be very jealous. And when they sit together, they talk good or bad about Yusuf. Hey guys, do you know the miracle boy? Now the miracle boy is going to sneeze, and dad is going to freak out, saying the miracle boy sneezed. And now the miracle boy is going to say anything, and then he's going to jump and he say, hooray, hooray, the miracle boy talked. And now, look, daddy is not in his right mind. Daddy is losing his mind. Daddy is out of his mind. Daddy is crazy with Yusuf. Yusuf made him crazy. He's crazy about Yusuf. He can't think of anybody except Yusuf. He lost his noodles because Yusuf did what? Yusuf ate his noodles. Who ate the mind of daddy? Yusuf. Everything is Yusuf. The day Yusuf was born, we became miserable. The day Yusuf came to life, we lost all our shares of love and attention from our dad. Yusuf. Now, if jealousy starts in your heart, you're supposed to do what?
You might become a monster.
Yes, you're supposed to kill it. If you don't kill the jealousy when it starts in your heart, it grows what? Big. And big. And big. Look at your face. When you first start jealous, you look like this. Now, if you let the jealousy grow, it starts becoming like this. You let it grow more. Starts becoming like this. You let it grow more, starts becoming like this. You let it grow more, it starts becoming like this. And like this. So jealousy, you have to kill the jealousy when it is small newborn baby. Don't let it grow to be a monster. Guess who turned it into a monster because of jealousy? No. Abin, that's right. It turned him into a monster because it made him do what? Kill his brother, Habib. I mean, who would kill his own brother other than a monster? Right? So jealousy will turn you into a what? a mother's womb. So jealousy started growing and growing in their heart. And then, who was smart enough to notice that? Ah, Daddy. So Daddy became cautious. Daddy became careful. Daddy didn't want them to come near Yusuf, or touch Yusuf, or play with Yusuf. If any one of them come near Yusuf, what do you want from Yusuf? What do you want? What do you want from Yusuf? Tell me, I'll tell him, what do you want? And he would always, Yusuf, don't touch Yusuf. Yusuf, 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 stay away. Yusuf, everything is Yusuf and Yusuf. The kids didn't. The 10 boys, I'm getting this. I'll give it to you a minute. Turn it off. Okay. Oh. See? It got broken. All right. Guess then what happened? They started making plans in their mind to do what? To get rid of Yusuf. Then they said, hey guys, I have an idea. What? We can give Yusuf a food that has poison. A food that has what? Poison. Okay? Alright? And then, when we give him this food that has poison, then Yusuf will die and we will what? Get rid of him. So, they brought the food that Yusuf likes. And they said, Yusuf, our sweet heart! Our sweet heart! Our beautiful brother, Yusuf! We love you! We love you so much, Yusuf! We love you! Yusuf, can you please eat this piece of candy? Guess who was faster than them?
Daddy!
Give me that piece of candy! Tell me, guys, what did he put in this candy? Nothing? Nothing? Okay, you say nothing? Yes, you eat it. No, Daddy, I don't want to eat it. Why don't you want to eat it? Didn't you want to give it to your brother? Eat it! Eat it! No, Daddy, no! So, you guys trying to kill Yusuf? You know what will happen to this earth without Yusuf? The earth will stop rotating. The sun will stop rising. Everything will stop if something happens to Yusuf. You guys wanted to get rid of Yusuf, don't you even think about it. And since that one day, Daddy's always guarding who? Yusuf. Going around him. Then the next time they said, hey guys, we have an idea. What? We will sneak in to where Yusuf sleeps. And then while Yusuf is sleeping, we're going to drag him like this. And then we are going to do what? Huh? We are going to feed him to the... We're going to feed him to the wolves, so that the wolves will feed on his body. Okay? Alright. Now Yusuf is what? Sleeping. And they sneak. Now I want somebody to act to this. Okay. Here's Daddy, sleep. And here's Mommy, sleep. And here's Yusuf in the middle. And here's Yusuf in the middle, sleep Yusuf. And then, they are trying to what? Sneak in and grab Yusuf. Don't tell anybody. Yusuf, go to sleep, Yusuf. You are awake, go to sleep. We want to show them what happened. Yes! No, you're not doing it well. You be the wolf? No. I want somebody to be Yusuf.
I'll be Yusuf.
So, why are they? Okay, make yourself pretend that you're sleeping.
I'll be Yusuf.
Don't wake up. Don't wake Jacob.
I'll be the wolf.
And then while they were pulling Yusuf from in between his father and mother, guess what happened? His father was what? Was snoring. As soon as they started grabbing Yusuf, they said, leave Yusuf alone. Leave Yusuf alone. Leave Yusuf alone. Daddy, did you wake up? Yes, of course. Why are you guys sneaking and grabbing Yusuf? Oh, Daddy, we wanted to show him a beautiful star that showed up today in the sky. Oh, yeah? You want to show him a beautiful star? Okay, show me the star. Where is the star? Where? It's out of there. Huh? This star has been there forever. Where is the new beautiful star that you want to show to Yusuf? You guys hate Yusuf. Yes? You guys want to do what to Yusuf? Get rid of Yusuf. You guys, if you lost warning, if I catch you near Yusuf, if I catch you what? Near Yusuf, then what is going to happen? I am going to kick you out and ask you to leave home and never live with me again. Don't you dare to touch Yusuf. Then the boys kept thinking, how could we take Yusuf away from where? His dad. As long as Yusuf around his dad, is it possible to get rid of Yusuf? No, it's not possible. So how can we get rid of Yusuf? They started thinking. They started thinking. And Daddy is so stupid that he's going to let Yusuf go for a picnic with them? Alone? No way! So what they did? How could they take Yusuf away? Remember, huh? If they say, Daddy, we want Yusuf to go hunting with us, would Daddy let Yusuf go? Huh? No, no.
Huh? I have an idea.
Huh?
When I did a good thing outside.
No, that wasn't the idea. Here's what they did. They said, Daddy, we hate ourselves. We made a big, huge mistake, Daddy. And we want to ask you to forgive us. What, my children? Daddy, we used to hate Yusuf. Daddy, I did a mistake. I used to hate my own brother, Yusuf. I used to hate him so much. Daddy, I want to repent and start a new page with Allah. And I want you to forgive me, Daddy. Daddy, forgive me, Daddy. So you're not going to hate Yusuf anymore? Yes, Daddy, I will not hate Yusuf. No more. Yusuf, I love you. Yusuf, I love you so much, Yusuf. Now, is Daddy so stupid to fall for this trick? No. Daddy said, okay, Allah knows your heart, and He will decide whether He will forgive you or not forgive you. But as far as I am concerned, I don't believe you. They say, Daddy, how can we prove it to you, Daddy? What do you want us to do? What do you want us to do, Daddy? We said we repent. We said, astaghfirullah. We said we would never touch Yusuf or harm Yusuf. He said, and you don't want to believe us? He said, no. I have a feeling in my heart that you guys are lying. They said, how can we convince you that we became good to Yusuf? He said, okay, I'm going to test you for how long? 2 years. I'm going to test you for how long? How long? 2 years. If you stay in these 2 years, very nice to Yusuf, non-stop. Non-what? Non-stop. Very nice to Yusuf or not? You need to be very nice to him. How long? 2 years. If in the middle of these 2 years you made something or you became mean to Yusuf, then we start the 2 years what? Over again. And then if you stay for 2 years, good, I am going to trust you and I'm going to let you play with Yusuf.
Thank you, Daddy, for giving us this chance. Yusuf, we love you. Yusuf, you are our favorite. Yusuf, we love you. Yusuf, you are our favorite. Yusuf. Be careful, Yusuf. Yusuf, take this, Yusuf. Hey, Yusuf, play with this, Yusuf. And who is watching?
Daddy.
Yusuf, oh, it's too cold for you, Yusuf. Take my jacket. Oh, you're too hungry, Yusuf. Eat my food. Yusuf, here is my candy. Yusuf. How long they have stayed like this? 2 years. Did Daddy believe them? No, still. He didn't buy it. He thought that they are still what? Taking. And then at the end of the 2 years, they said, hey, 2 years now. We have been nice to Yusuf for how long? 2 years. We deserve now to go play with Yusuf. Can we take him and play Daddy? Daddy says, no, you can't take him. Why, Daddy? Daddy, what can we do, Daddy? What can we do? We ask Allah to forgive us. Allah forgives us. And you don't want to forgive us. Daddy, for 2 years, we have proven to you that we repented. And we no longer hate Yusuf, and we love Yusuf for 2 years, Daddy. And you still don't believe us. What do you want us to do, Daddy? What do you want us to do? What else? How could you? How could you say that we hate our brother? We no longer hate him. We love him. We love him so much. How could you say that we don't love him?
Daddy says, something, there's a feeling where in my heart telling me that you guys are not sincere. You guys are not what?
Sincere.
How about if I will test you for one more year? For how long? One more year.
They said, fine, Daddy, but if you test us for one more year, do you promise
to trust us with Yusuf? He said, yes, I promise.
He said, you promise in the name of Allah?
He said, I promise in the name of who? Allah. That I will trust you with who? Yusuf. Now Daddy was pushed into it. He didn't trust them, and he had a feeling they are lying, but he had no choice. He had what? No choice. Why?
Because they said, yeah, what can we do now? What can we do? It's not fair that you don't want to forgive us. It's not fair that you're still doubting us. This is from Shaytan. This can't be right. How can you accuse us if we have been for 2 years good to our brother?
So he said, one more year. The year passed and they have been doing what in that year? Very nice to Yusuf. Making good smiles. Yusuf. Wait, Yusuf. Let me beg the road for you. Yusuf, stand up, Yusuf. Okay, walk only when I clean the road for you. Okay, walk, Yusuf, now, walk. Yusuf, Yusuf, come on here, Yusuf, This is how spoiled they spoiled Yusuf. And who's watching? Daddy, and Daddy's saying to Mommy, do you believe those guys are sincere? Oh, come on, Yaakov, come on, Jacob, now forgive them. Look, they are treating Yusuf like a king. You can't blame them. Something here is telling me that those guys are not sincere. Oh, come on, stop it, Jacob. Don't be ridiculous. Look how much they love him. Okay, after the year is over, they say that, Daddy, now the year is over. What do you say?
He said,
okay, I trust you guys. They said, yes, we're going hunting. We want to take who? Yusuf. What?
way we can take Yusuf on pain. Why? And they are how many? 10. They surround Baba like this. It is Baba, and they surround him from all directions, 10 of them. Why? 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 You said that. You said you would love us. You said you would trust us. You said you would forgive us. You said, you said, you said. Why? 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 And then, okay, okay guys, okay, calm down. Calm down. I trust you, but I'm worried about
Yusuf.
The wolf. The wolf may eat Yusuf when you're busy hunting. He gave them the idea. He gave them the what? Idea. See, they took the word of his mouth, and this is exactly what they planned. This is exactly what they planned. They looked at each other and said, the wolf? The wolf. Don't worry, daddy, don't worry. The wolf will never touch him. Right, my brother? Of course. We are 10 boys, and the wolf will eat our little brother over our dead body. And the third one, wolf, I will chop the wolf into pieces if the wolf come from my brother. Wolf, what do you think, boys? Can the wolf eat Yusuf? No way, no way. Daddy couldn't help it. So Daddy said, okay guys, you can take Yusuf. Guess what happened next?
Next
Friday you find out. Now we're going to attack the donuts. Go where?
ليش 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 ليش